Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Welcome to Dish Nation! What you got cracking over there?
All right, looks like Cardi's face took a beating from Baby Culture.
Ooh, and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox have put their love up for sale. We'll explain.
Ooh, and plus, Andrew Freund is dishing with Allison Janney, Wanda Sykes, and Mila Kunis about their new movie. But first, Heidi and Frank, my loves, you are wearing some awesome t-shirts today. What's going on?
Yes, it's that time of year again when Heidi and I stand in solidarity for something that's very near and dear to us. It's St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
We need you to become a partner in hope and help these kids fight cancer, and you get this really cool t-shirt that says, "We won't stop."
Oh.
And that is St. Jude's motto, "We won't stop until every child is cured from childhood cancer." And this is what you'll be wearing if you donate to the cause.
Yes, got to pick up the phone and you can text the word ROCK to 785-833 or just call the number 1-800-592-3449. Become a partner in hope. Little as $19 a month.
Yay! It's,
I call it, aww, count out 19 blessings.
That's
every
right.
single
yes.
month, because if you have healthy children,
like
count
that.
Out your 19 blessings towards St. Jude.
Wonderful.
So, again, look at you, do-gooders. I love
I
it.
Like
text
that,
ROCK
right.
to 785-833 or call 1-800-592-3449. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. Thank you all for indulging us. Hopefully become a partner in hope. And we're going to get on with the show, and all you Swifties out there, Swifties, I should say, you're going to be really excited because Taylor Swift is preparing
to... getting married?
No. She's a, well, you never know.
No,
but the thing to get excited about right now is she's going to drop something old and drop something new.
Ooh.
She made the exciting announcement on Good Morning America, so take a look.
I'm so excited to share with you that tonight at midnight, I'll be putting out my version of my song Love Story, which was originally on my album Fearless. I've now finished re-recording all of Fearless, which will be coming out soon. My version of Fearless will have 26 songs on it because I've decided to add songs from the vault.
So they say that should be coming any day now. So
ooh,
it's stuff you've already heard, but you're hearing it.
This is that whole Scooter
yeah,
Braun thing
that's
where she's
right.
like releasing the same stuff so she
so
owns
she can
it.
Own it, yeah.
I liked her first release that she had done with you know, was the devil in the video and everything, and it was fun. I
oh.
think Taylor is so creative, she can come up with stuff. But I feel bad because it's like you're spending all this time re-releasing when you should be making new music because of oh funky
right.
Scooter Braun who
mm.
won't give you your
right.
your masters. That sucks.
The originals, the masters, she sounded like she was, you know, a kid
young.
Who
yeah.
was thinking about love.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
voice wasn't that
mm-hmm.
great. So now she's improved. She's an adult now to sing those same songs.
I should have said no. But
it's like, oh, I don't know. It's like when Bon Jovi has a new song out. You're like, ew, it sounds like your grandma singing.
Right. I understand feeling sorry for her, but a lot of artists don't own their masters, and a lot of artists don't have the opportunity she had to make so much money performing.
Well, how about this? How about any proceeds she gets from this new release she gives to St. Jude's?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get, she'll get a t-shirt
yes.
and a cat.
And send it swiftly.
And send it swiftly. There you go, Portia. All right, it looks like Cardi B got that face beat. And when I say beat, beat. So the rapper shared a video on Instagram of her baby girl Culture giving her a makeover to remember. Look at this picture.
I look pretty.
Damn.
Oh boy.
I thought she took another shoot to the face.
That looks like me on the first couple seasons of Dish Nation. I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think that makeup artist Heidi had the first season was a professional.
I think it may have been Cardi B's daughter.
I think
it
was Culture was the makeup artist the first season of Dish.
But, oh my god.
I mean, it looks like Cardi B's just over this. I mean,
yeah.
did you see how she looked at Culture?
Do
I look pretty?
She copycatted though. I don't appreciate her copycat. Because Blue Ivy did it to her grandmother, Miss Tina, and Culture just copied Blue Ivy. So I don't think that's a
Gary,
good look.
Gary, kids do that.
Portia, have you let PJ play in your makeup?
Thank you, Heidi, because I was just about to say, what do you mean copycat. If you have a little girl, this is fun. Yes. Like, I was just thinking when I saw it, I'm going to let PJ play with my makeup. Now, it may be some crayons that, you know, I could just, you know, wash right off.
I had that thought, too, that maybe I'm going to let Frank do my makeup one day and see if he, how good of a job Frank could do just from nothing, from
just bare-faced. Beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Frank, she just compared you to a two-year-old.
Okay, you guys know I'm a total romantic, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I did not know that.
I never knew that about you. Never knew that.
And if you're like me, Machine Gun Kelly has just what you need for Valentine's Day. Let me explain. He's selling merch with a picture of him kissing his girlfriend, Megan Fox.
Girl.
And you can get a T-shirt for $35, or if you really want to splurge, you can pay $55 and get him smashing. No.
What?
They got an OnlyFans, Shady?
It's $55. It's a hoodie with them kissing on the front of it. And both of them say she loves a boy so much she wants him to steal her breath, which is a lyric from a song from Banyan Tree Interlude. So
that's pretty clever.
I know what Brian Austin Green's getting for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
A gun?
A hoodie and a T-shirt from Machine Gun Kelly. So is this as bad as getting, say, a tattoo because this stuff's going to live forever? Did they make a mistake?
Yes. Oh, okay, because you can get a tattoo removed. And the other mistake is putting somebody's pictures on your Instagram. I could just delete those. Mm. But you are going to catch hell being famous trying to untag all the pictures of all your fans with you kissing your damn ex.
Now, do you know how much money I could get from this sweatshirt if they break up? If I don't wear the sweatshirt and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox break up, that's like a, what do you call it, a collector's item.
So I want to see Portia and Heidi eating licorice on a T-shirt.
That's the one.
I want to see Sherry and Heidi kissing.
I want to see you and Chewy
on a T-shirt or a hoodie.
Merch. Oh, my God.
It's our Unity team. All right, y'all, it's time for a Dish Debate. Now, Netflix has a show coming up called Marriage or Mortgage. Now, the couples who go on the show only have enough money for either a dream wedding or a dream home. So I want to know, if y'all had to choose one or the other, which one would be more important? You got the house, which means you got a roof over your head, or you get the wedding, which lasts for one day, but the memory lasts forever, but you might break up and you'd be mad you spent the money.
Headcrack, I'll go one further. I would rather have a house than a ring if somebody was going to
buy you know what,
a house and a wife.
The problem with that, and Frank,
kind of
I think if you've never been married before, you want the whole wedding experience, no matter what people tell you. If
That's
you've been married
right
and divorced
here.
A couple times, give me a house every time. But if you never been married, go on, do the marriage.
A wedding is such a waste of money. Build equity together.
Yep.
Yo, buy that house and build your wealth.
Chewy's practicing his speech to his girlfriend. He's like, marriages are so expensive and stupid.
Let's just create equity together.
I'm telling y'all, don't be so negative about the marriage. When you're a woman, you want that Cinderella fairy tale thing. I don't care no matter how many times people tell you, go get the wedding because, look, I had a wedding. I still lost my house. When you get a house together and you ain't married yet, shoot.
In the future, Sherry, if you're dating a guy and he takes you out one night and goes, babe, I want to take you somewhere. I want to show you something. And you pull up, and he pulls up in front of this beautiful home.
Yeah.
And it's not an engagement ring, but he said, it's ours, and I want to know if you'll marry.
Can I answer this, everybody?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Mama. Take it from experience. It's a trap, okay? He bought it before he got married. And then once you get married, your name's not on it. You are on it. You get it.
Thank
you.
No.
It was actually just an Airbnb. He doesn't even own the house.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Damn.
The hell with a house. Nobody want no house.
I think 9 out of 10 homeless people would agree they would want a house.
It's easy for me.
I'm getting a house.
Get the house. With your name on it.
All right, up next, Halle Berry is going to tell us what she's really tired of doing, and we're going to tell you after the break. And keep in mind, Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Charmin. We all go. Why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Sherry, I need you to chill out for this next story because I know you have PTSD from certain things like this. So I just don't want you to go crazy, all right, and have a flashback.
Okay.
All right, can I go? May I go on? May I go on?
Yeah, I'm all scared, right. But yes.
Okay. Halle Berry is sick and tired of paying child support to her baby daddy, Gabriel Aubrey, y'all. Mm. Yeah, Halle has been forking over $16,000 a month for child child support of their daughter Nala for about 10 years now, y'all.
Damn.
Wow. Oh. Okay, so if you do math, it's close to $1.9 million. Yeah. So on a recent Instagram post, someone mentioned Holly's expensive situation, and Holly jumped in and comments, and she had to vent, y'all. She went up in there. Here's what she had to say. People are allowed to use child support in order to be awarded money to live a lifestyle that not only they did not earn, but that is the way above and beyond the child's reasonable needs. The laws are outdated and no longer reflect the modern world. So what do you guys think about this, y'all?
Does the child live with him or does the child live with Halle Berry?
The child lives with Halle.
So then why is she paying?
If you're giving PJ horseback riding lessons, then the court says when she's with her dad, he should be able to give her horseback riding lessons as well.
That's what I care. But Sherry, would you say this, Sherry? Be honest, Sherry. Yes. Answer this question. Would you say that penis is expensive then?
Hell yeah! Penis is expensive. Yeah.
It's expensive.
It's not the penis. Yes. It's what comes out of the penis to get you pregnant.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
It is time for
Dancing with the Stars.
We got Maroon 5, Adam Levine. Someone come get me because it's getting harder to breathe. His trainer posted Adam's workout routine, and he's looking ripped and snatched and everything in between.
Right.
Y'all see this?
All right. Yes. Let me tell you
Adam Levine always stayed on top of his, like, his form, yo.
Hey, Craig, are you thirsty or is it trappy?
I mean, he know what he doing. He know who his core demographic is, and he throw it out there for the women, them. It's like, you know, dropping a chum in the water for the sharks. You know
and
what it is.
And we eating it up. We are eating it up.
Well, up next, we have Vinny G from Jersey Shore with the sexy topless pic and the caption, "Stay home if you sick. Come over if you thick." Ooh, hey. Vinny, I'm coming, baby. I like that caption.
This little boy about to have all the thick-ass Atlanta at his door, okay? Because we thick girls, we love when a man loves some curves.
Fat. He said thick, not fat. Now, let's be clear. So now.
Wow.
We are not fat. Wow. We are thick.
Country thick, Gary. Country thick.
A country thick?
So I think this is a thirst trap because he is actually thirsty, you know, because he calling for the girls to come. So it's definitely a thirst trap. Okay, that's what
it is. Because even though I like the fact that Vinny G says, you know, all the thick girls come on, which is a nice invitation, you just supposed to put it out there and let us say we're going to come.
And he can have a little more ass for me. That butt is a little flat. I need a little more
it's
in the back.
It's a little flat. You need something that you can lock your heels into, Portia.
Yeah.
Did you say heels?
Your heels. Your feet.
Under that the cuff heels. Of the butt. Under the cuff. The
comfort
heel.
In the butt. Okay. Cuff in the butt, Chewy.
Chewy ain't had no heels locked in his booty because Chewy seemed like the type to hold the knees down on the bed. You can't even damn move.
Wow.
Well, coming up next, our boy Andrew Freund talks to Allison Janney, Wanda Sykes, and Mila Kunis about their new film, Breaking News from Yuba County, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with the star-studded cast of Breaking News in Yuba County, premiering on digital and in select theaters on February the 12th. Take a look.
This is Buttons. Usually in a missing person case, people call the police before they call the media.
Carl is such a sweet man. Why would anyone take him? This is a photo of me and Carl in case you need it for all the press conferences.
Can you think of someone who might want to harm your brother?
Nope. Oh, dear.
Nope.
Now, you're very glamorous right now. Sue's look is a little bit different. And let's talk about the looks in this film, especially the wigs, because there are some fierce wigs going on in this movie.
I love a wig. I've always enjoyed wigs. I think they're very transformative. But one of my favorite wigs has got to be Regina Hall's wig that she picks because it makes me so happy. And Regina was very, very specific about that. She needed that little flip. I think that Condoleezza Rice, that kind of the little flip.
Is it a mullet?
A little mullet and a mullet flip. It was my favorite wig. Anytime I looked at her, it was hard for me to keep a straight face because I just, first of all, love her so much. She's hilarious in this movie. She's so great in this movie. And I can't say enough great things about Regina Hall, but her wig has got to be my favorite.
I want to ask you, because you play an LGBTQ character in the film, and the film is based in small towns, but a lot of people think that gay people are only in like New York and LA. So Wanda, is it true that we are in small towns?
There are absolutely gay people in small towns, you know, traveling around the country, doing stand-up. Wherever I go, the small town, big city, somebody from the family shows up. We are everywhere. We are everywhere.
You know, you handle a gun in this. Are you good with a gun? Do you have weapons training? Could you be my bodyguard? What are your thoughts on that, Wanda?
My mouth is pretty much my weapon. I can talk you out of some stuff, but I'm not that crazy about guns, and I have not had weapons training. But don't let me get a bat now. You in trouble. I will mess you up.
One of my favorite viral moments is Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this, with Justin Timberlake at a press conference. And the journalist asks this asinine question, and Mila claps back in Russian because she speaks fluent Russian, and it's f-ing amazing. Julia, if you have not seen this clip, I urge you after
all of this. Please don't. You go find something else to do with your time.
Just to hear Mila speak Russian is a gift. But if you were a journalist in real life, who would you like to interview? If you could interview anyone, who would be on your list of people you would like to talk to?
Ooh, my list would be pretty long. I mean, dead or alive?
Let's go dead or alive.
I would say Lucille Ball would be on the top for me.
Juliet, I'll close it with you. Who's on your list?
Kendrix. Okay.
You're so much cooler than I am. Instantly, Juliet. I mean, instantly, you're like Kendrix. I was like, I quit.
Oh my God, I just would want to hang with him. I'm sure he wouldn't answer any question I asked. We would just hang.
Thank you, ladies. I thought the movie was fun. You did journalism justice, so I appreciate you.
Yay.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion.
Yes. Now, listen, y'all, as I was doing my weekly shopping, honey, online at one of my favorite luxury stores, honey, Louis Vuitton. Mm. I came across y'all the puppy sweater, honey. Yes, bitch, the puppy sweater. Now, listen up, Sherry. It's 100% wool with a collection of colorful crochet animals attached to the animals. Include, y'all, a monkey, a frog, and y'all, a price tag, bitch, of only $8,000, honey. Now, it was a Twitter
frenzy. Oh, that's it?
Yes, $8,000 ain't high. Y'all pay more than that in child support. So anyway, y'all, how much y'all think of this, honey?
We can make this same sweater for $80.
You know, I like it. I think this is a project Portia and PJ could do on a rainy day, and you could make it for people for far cheaper.
But y'all missing the point, though. This is 100% wool, honey. Mary had a little lamb, honey, wool. This is good wool.
PJ about to be rich, and you can put that on Mary had a little lamb. Right. How about that? Because we about to start this business today.
Sharon, you are in Hollywood. You're acting like you're not familiar with this. That's cheap for somebody of your status.
I'm not at The View anymore, Gary.
She's not on The View anymore, Gary. That's in her rear view, okay?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.